Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're always online at npr.org. And now, in a tribute to the great Celtics broadcaster, Johnny Most, we've got a little bit of what he brought to broadcasting, and we call it, in his honor, the Most. Who wants the most first?
Almost first from the control room.
Okay, go ahead, Tricia.
Okay, so, you know, we get up real early in the morning. I often check Google Trends first thing. So number one name on Google Trends this morning when I got up was Abby McGrew. She's since been replaced. Number one is Fire Bill Maher. Number two is Hot Teen Lovin'. And number three is Moon Bloodgood, who's likely to play Sarah Connor in Terminator 4. Okay, but now she's down to number six. Well, let's talk Abby McGrew. She is the new Mrs. Eli Manning.
Oh, Giants quarterback, Eli Manning.
Yes, Super Bowl champion, and they got married over the weekend in Mexico.
Where?
In Baja.
Name it. Do you have that?
The name of the resort? One and only Palmia Resort on Mexico's Baja Peninsula.
I don't actually know
the name of the town.
No, but the one and only resort? I don't like businesses that brag in the name of their title.
Well,
like the country's best yogurt or nobody beats the Whiz.
Maybe it's the one and only resort right there.
I say, oh, yeah, right. They're not saying we're the best.
They're not the only. So anyway, they got married. It was a 16-minute ceremony. She had six bridesmaids. She wore a white gown. Well, that's no big deal. Manning and his groomsmen wore khaki suits and white roses. So, you know,
what I always do when celebrities wed
is I check to see if they have a registry online. Mm-hmm. I found a registry for an Abby McGrew and an Elisha Manning. So I don't know if that's him or not. They're looking for a $240 toaster. So...
On the wedding registry, was a left tackle listed? Because that would be an indication it's him.
You know, I didn't see one.
And from what I understand, Abby McGrew threw the wedding bouquet, and David Tyree caught it off his helmet. That was
That's a sports joke.
By the way,
these are all lies.
If Dan Pashman were here, he'd laugh. But he's not. All right, the most commented on the Tampa Tribune is a story called, I don't know. I don't have it in front of me. But it's about a early conquistador who was the first white man to come to America overall. And it turns out this quote from this historian says he was stupid and mean, so no one even talks about this guy. And as Angela gives her most, I'm going to find out who this guy was because I never heard of his name. So you go ahead, Angela.
Yeah, I'll cover you here. I have number 13 on the Washington Post, the most emailed on the Washington Post, which is all about teens getting really creative. It's obviously the prom season right now. They're getting creative with how they're asking... these are boys getting creative about how they're asking girls to prom. And it's all inspired by season two, apparently, of MTV's reality show Laguna Beach, where there were a couple episodes where they were really trying to impress the girls they were asking by doing these big grand gestures. So a few kids, this is all based in the Washington area. There's one kid who taped prom with a question mark to the sail of his family's 30-foot boat and then had his parents sail it by strategically while he was sitting in a car, I'm sure just sitting there chatting with the girl that he wanted to go to prom with, and then there's this boat and it says prom, and she says, yes, I'd love to. And there were other people who did things like getting the chorus, their school chorus, to pop the question by song. A Spalding High School teenager wrote prom with a question mark in whipped cream atop a gelatin mold for a young girl whose wisdom teeth had just been pulled. She also said yes. And the last suggestion that a school newspaper wrote was that you can have a barista at a coffee shop write out prom in caramel on the phone. Which is not what I did when I had to ask my date to the prom.
You had to ask your date?
I went to an all-girls school, so it was a whole other dynamic.
Very different story.
How could they be presumptuous and ask you to your own prom? I never thought of that. Thank God Laguna Beach is giving us all our values. By the way, for those of you playing along at home, the question is, who in the world is Panfilio de Narvaez? Panfilio de Narvaez. And he was the dumb conquistador who was the first white man to come to America who they don't even note anymore. Jeannie, what's your most?
Well, most emailed on MSNBC, a pet shop owner in Portland, Oregon, was almost dinner for her 100-pound, 12-foot python named Darla. She was getting ready to show off the python to some customers. She was calling her a very friendly girl when the python reached out, latched onto one finger, and threw her to the ground by one finger when Sergeant Ryan Nelson showed up with a knife. There were coils around her arm, shoulder, and the back of her neck. But guess what Teresa Rossiter, the pet shop owner, said to the police officer? She pleaded for his life.
The python.
As the python is choking
python
the life
is
from her.
Killing her.
Right.
And the sergeant said, well, as long as you're breathing, I'll give this a try. Four people it took to uncoil Darla.
Wow. Wow. And then the python asked her to the prom.
Now the python's
it's spilled out with
she
its
did
tail.
Say, she did actually, say she's not calling her a very nice girl anymore.
Curled up into the word prom, please.
Wah, yes. Wah. Matt, what do you got?
I have the most emailed and most watched at BBC News. It's a Bond car plunges into Lake Garda. And that's in Italy. A stunt driver was driving James Bond's famous car, the Aston Martin DBS, to film a scene in heavy rain. He was going down a very, very narrow curve, lost control, plunged into the lake. And if you go to our website, npr.org/Bryant Park, you will put a link up there to see the video of what happened to this car, and it's a beautiful car, the Aston Martin.
Now, one model of
so
the car
tragic.
Does go underwater. Well, I forgot which
yes,
one that was.
Not
is that
this
in
one.
Diamonds Are Forever?
Not this one.
I can't remember.
Luckily,
exactly
the
one.
Guy is the guy is fine. He was taken to the hospital with minor injuries. Italian TV
was he shaken, not stirred?
He was shaken, not stirred.
Sometimes I plan these out, but that was right off the top of my head.
Yeah.
And good news and bad news.
And what everyone else said when they heard the story. All right, yeah. Thanks, guys. That was the most.